Part 2. The Turnover of Capital. Chapter 7. The Turnover Time and the Number of Turnovers. We have seen that the entire time of turnover of a given capital is equal to the sum of its time of circulation and its time of production. It is the period of time from the moment of the advance of capital value in a definite form to the return of the functioning capital value in the same form. The compelling motive of capitalist production is always the creation of surplus value by means of the advanced value, no matter whether this value is advanced in its independent form, that is, in the money form, or in commodities, in which case its value form possesses only ideal independence in the price of the advanced commodities. In both cases, this capital value passes through various forms of existence during its circular movement. Its identity with itself is fixed in the books of the capitalists or in the form of money of account. Whether we take the form of money through to increased money or the form productive capital through to productive capital, the implication is 1. That the advanced value performs the function of capital value and has created surplus value. 2. That after completing its process, it has returned to the form in which it began it. The self-expansion of the advanced value money, and at the same time the return of capital to this form, the money form, is plainly visible in money through to increased money. But the same takes place in the second form, for the starting point of productive capital is the existence of the elements of production, of commodities having a given value. The form includes the self-expansion of this value, increased commodity and increased money, and the return to the original form. For in the second productive capital, the advanced value has again the form of the elements of production in which it was originally advanced. We have seen previously, if production be capitalistic in form, so too will be reproduction. Just as in the former, the labor process figures but as a means towards the self-expansion of capital, so in the latter, it figures but as a means of reproducing as capital, that is, as self-expanding value, the value advanced. Reference Volume 1, Chapter 23. The three forms, 1. Money through to increased money, 2. Productive capital through to productive capital, and 3. Increased commodity through to increased commodity, present the following distinctions. In Form 2, productive capital through to productive capital, the renewal of the process of reproduction, is expressed as a reality, while in Form 1 only as a potentiality. But both differ from Form 3 in that with them the advanced capital value, advanced either in the form of money or of material elements of production, is the starting point, and therefore also the returning point. In money through to increased money, the return is expressed by increased money equals money plus money surplus value. If the process is renewed on the same scale, money is again the starting point, and money surplus value does not enter into it, but shows merely that money has self-expanded as capital, and hence created a surplus value, but cast it off. In the form productive capital through to productive capital, capital value advanced in the form of elements of production is likewise the starting point. This form includes its self-expansion. If simple reproduction takes place, the same capital value renews the same process in the same form, productive capital. If accumulation takes place, then increased productive capital, equal in magnitude of value to increased money equal to increased commodity, reopens the process as an expanded capital value. But the process begins again with the advanced capital value in its initial form, although with a greater capital value than before. In Form 3, on the contrary, the capital value does not begin the process as an advance, but as a value already expanded, as the aggregate wealth existing in the form of commodities of which the advanced capital value is but a part. This last form is important for Part 3, in which the movements of the individual capitals are discussed in connection with the movement of the aggregate social capital. But it is not to be used in connection with the turnover of capital, which always begins with the advance of capital value, whether in the form of money or commodities, and which always necessitates the return of the rotating capital value in the form in which it was advanced. Of the circuits 1 and 2, the former is of service in a study primarily of the influence of the turnover on the formation of surplus value, and the latter in a study of its influence on the creation of the product. Economists have little distinguished between the different forms of circuits, nor have they examined them individually with relation to the turnover of capital. They generally consider the form money through to increased money, because it dominates the individual capitalist and aids him in his calculations, even if money is the starting point only in the shape of money of account. Others start with outlays in the form of elements of production, to the point when returns are received, without alluding at all to the form of the returns, whether made in commodities or money. For instance, quote, "The economic cycle, the whole course of production, from the time that outlays are made till returns are received. In agriculture, seed time is its commencement, and harvesting its ending." Unquote. S. P. Newman, Elements of Political Economy, Andover and New York. Others begin with increased commodity, the third form. Says Thomas Chalmers, in his work On Political Economy, 2nd edition, Glasgow, 1832, quote, "The world of trade may be conceived to revolve in what we shall call an economic cycle, which accomplishes one revolution by business, coming round again, through its successive transactions, to the point from which it set out. Its commencement may be dated from the point at which the capitalist has obtained those returns by which his capital is replaced to him, whence he proceeds anew to engage his workmen, to distribute among them in wages their maintenance, or rather the power of lifting it, to obtain from them, in finished work, the articles in which he specially deals, to bring these articles to market, and there terminate the orbit of one set of movements, by effecting a sale, and receiving in its proceeds a return for the whole outlays of the period." Unquote. As soon as the entire capital value invested by some individual capitalist in any branch of production whatever has described its circuit, it finds itself once more in its initial form, and can now repeat the same process. It must repeat it if the value is to perpetuate itself as a capital value and to create surplus value. An individual circuit is but a constantly repeated section in the life of a capital, hence a period. At the end of the period, money through to increased money, capital has once more the form of money capital, which passes anew through that series of changes of form in which its process of reproduction or self-expansion is included. At the end of the period, productive capital through to productive capital, capital resumes the form of elements of production which are the prerequisites for a renewal of its circuit. A circuit performed by a capital, and meant to be a periodical process, not an individual act, is called its turnover. The duration of this turnover is determined by the sum of its time of production and its time of circulation. This time total constitutes the time of turnover of the capital. It measures the interval of time between one circuit period of the entire capital value and the next. The periodicity in the process of life of capital, or, if you like, the time of the renewal, the repetition of the process of self-expansion or production of one and the same capital value. Apart from the individual adventures which may accelerate or shorten the time of turnover of certain capitals, this time differs in the different spheres of investment. Just as the working day is the natural unit for measuring the function of labour power, so the year is the natural unit for measuring the turnovers of functioning capital. The natural basis of this unit is the circumstance that the most important crops of the temperate zone, which is the mother country of capitalist production, are annual products. If we designate the year as the unit of measure of the turnover time, the number of its turnovers equals 1 year divided by the time of turnover. If, for instance, the time of turnover is 3 months, then the number of its turnovers is equal to 12/3, or 4. Capital is turned over 4 times per year. If the time of turnover equals 18 months, then the number of its turnovers equals 12/18, equals 2/3, or capital completes only 2/3 of its turnover in 1 year. If its time of turnover is several years, it is computed in multiples of 1 year. From the point of view of the capitalist, the time of turnover of his capital is the time for which he must advance his capital in order to create surplus value with it and receive it back in its original shape. Before examining more closely the influence of the turnover on the processes of production and self-expansion, we must investigate 2 new forms which accrue to capital from the process of circulation and affect the form of its turnover.